Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. And I'm going to record this pre-holiday, but I probably won't release it just because of timing and stuff, because I have two episodes to release. I had recorded a Geek Brunch Retrocast solo because my other two co-hosts couldn't make it. And I recorded a Mike M's Preview Spotlight, which it was kind of rough going through the previews without Bill, but I did it. And the reason I did it is because I knew we wouldn't be able to record for this month's previews because of holidays and family and that kind of stuff. So that's got a lot of recording, but I wanted to record something. And even though this is coming out later, I want to wish you all happy holidays, however you guys celebrate the holidays. I know I'm going to have 2 weeks off. The first week I think is going to be really, really busy with the holiday. The second week's going to be a little more relaxed, but sort of busy early on. And then I know on Friday I'll start freaking out because I have 1 week when I get back because I'm taking such a big holiday. I have 1 week to like get a lot of shit done. And what that means is probably 12-hour days. And that's if I don't run into any problems. So I might be stacking up podcasts in preparation for that. Because I might have to work that weekend coming back to work the week of the 6th. So that would suck, but it would probably be like a 10-hour. I've been a person to always hope for the best but plan for the worst. And that's kind of worked out for me, 'cause if you always have a plan, you can sort of rest your mind because you sort of plan for it. This one, I can't really plan time wise for it, but I already kind of know what I'm gonna have to do, and I'm gonna have to commit a lot of hours, and hope that I don't run into any unforeseen bugs. I just gotta go hammer, 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 put my head down. My problem is I help so many people. Like, they come into my office. Can you help with this? Can you help with that? I think that week I don't have a door. I don't have an office. I've never had an office. I've always been in a cube. There was one time I shared an office with someone, but there was three of us in there, so I don't really consider that like. We could close the door with the three of us in there, but it wasn't really like my own office. So, like, I can't shut my cube door. But I've seen people put signs like, "Hey, I'm supporting this. It has to be an emergency." So, kind of leave me alone. That's kind of what I want to do. Gonna grab some water. I am excited. We're going to see Star Wars. And the movie means a lot to me. And I've enjoyed every single one of them. Different levels of enjoyment, but I'm able to escape. I even love the prequels. Like I it's a different kind of love. Sometimes it's just hearing the tchoom. Sometimes it's just seeing the scroll. It's just such an impactful movie for me that there's no way I could dislike it. All it has to show me is the Falcon, or a X-wing or something, and none of that else other stuff matters. Because when I was very, very young, I saw Star Wars, and it was life-changing. It really was. And I remember it was a theater on Central in Albuquerque. And it was only had one screen, and it was a big ass screen, and there were a lot of seats. You don't see theaters like that anymore. And the line for the movie wrapped around the building and then two blocks all the way to a Walgreens or whatever the drugstore was at the time. And it didn't matter. Like, just seeing the excitement in people. And then, I mean, it was one thing to be excited. Like, it was another thing to experience just the people, you know, just the surroundings. And then you walk in there and you're like, holy fuck, there's not been anything like this in my life. And yeah, I was blown away. And I've enjoyed all the trilogies quite a bit. I always find something to really latch on to and enjoy, so I'm really, really looking forward to it. I remember catching on to the toys very, very late, but I don't have a lot of first generation toys, but I have the second re-releases of like Princess Leia and Ben Kenobi and Luke Skywalker with the sword that was embedded in his arm, and Darth Vader, of course, the standard stormtrooper. I had a Greedo. There was a couple of Cantina characters. I don't even remember what their names were. I sent away for a Boba Fett, so I had a Boba Fett. Sand Person. Yeah, it was a fun time for toys too, and I got the Millennium Falcon. All the toys that I'm talking about, I still have. I still own them. They still work. Except my Millennium Falcon was lost to me. Like I, it was the one thing that I could not find. The first generation Millennium Falcon. I bought a like third or fourth generation one. My wife bought it for me for a birthday gift. I still haven't opened it out of the box. But around that time, my dad said he was in the attic and he found the Falcon. And I went back and picked it up. It was pretty damn good shape. I was hoping the electronics would still work because it would like buzz, but it didn't. Everything was intact. The stickers were kind of like off. So a lot of like where the thrusters are and stuff, those were stickers. There were a lot of stickers on top that were gone. The little orb and the little table that's inside the Falcon, because you could lift the thing and it's got like chairs and stuff. It has the gun, so you could put the Luke in the gun like upside down and he could shoot the gun. Yeah, it was an incredible ship. And then I had an X-wing fighter. I didn't have the TIE fighter or the Vader fighter because my brother had them. For some reason, when we'd order stuff, we always would order the opposite of each other. Like we'd try to like pick stuff. We'd circle things in the catalog that we wanted as kids, and we would try not to overlap because we would sort of share our stuff. Although I didn't like the way my brother treated my toys, so I was a little more cautious. Like I like to keep my stuff in pristine condition, and my brother, even though I'd play with them, he would like trash them and rip the heads off. He'd throw marbles at the plastic. He had, let's say he had fun. He had fun. I had fun too, but in my own demented way. But what got me thinking about all this and is just I finished Legends of Tomorrow, and I like really enjoy that show. It doesn't take itself seriously, and I could just sit back and watch what adventure they go into. And they had went into this last season was like mythology, like capturing monsters. And I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the cast. It was a great season. And then I was like, what else am I going to watch? So we've been watching Stumptown. It's the best new show. I like it more than Watchmen. I haven't finished watching Watchmen. The reason I accelerate on some shows and not others is because if me and my wife watch it, I don't like marathon them when I'm on the exercise machine. we watch it together, and she watches Watchmen, but she doesn't watch in Legends of Tomorrow or the CW shows, except for Black Lightning. That's the one we're behind in. But she could watch a lot more TV. I get home, we eat. It's already 9 o'clock. I'm already tired. I could fit in one show, and I pass out usually by 10. And then I wake up in the middle of the night and stay up for an hour. It's just the way my body works. She, on the other hand, she could stay up forever. And I don't know how she does it, but she does. She could get 5 hours of sleep. But her 5 hours of sleep are like a dead sleep. My 5 hours of sleep are like I sleep, wake up, sleep, wake up, sleep, wake up. Probably have sleep apnea. I don't know what the hell. Maybe I have trouble breathing. I don't know. I never went for one of those machine tests. But I get by and I'm happy, so I don't have problems. But I was gonna what to watch next, and I watched the Cloak and Dagger season 2, which is a really good show, and I enjoyed it. But being in a mood that I was in, I was like, I really want to watch The Toys That Made Us season 3. And I watched the Ninja Turtles, and I just, God, I love that show. My favorite one is the Barbie. I just thought there was so much like prison time and all kinds of shit going on in there that was just fascinating to me. Ninja Turtles was fascinating because I never heard like the whole story between the two, Laird and Peter Laird and Kevin Eastman. I knew they weren't on good terms. I didn't know like the fine details. I knew that Kevin Eastman kind of got shafted out of stuff, but it's on his own accord. It's a shame that they sort of Peter was more, I think, a heads-on guy, and he was older, and Kevin was much younger, and just was thriving on the money and stuff, and wanted more money, and wanted to keep driving it. Where Peter would stick to his guns and say, "No, we don't want a female Ninja Turtle," and then they put the female Ninja Turtle in that Power Rangers Saban show, and it turned into a disaster. But it showed like the growth of the toys, and I remember when I got the toys, and I didn't even know like what the turtles were. Like I didn't discover the turtles in comics. I didn't have any Ninja Turtles comics. I think my first Ninja Turtle comic was maybe an issue of Savage Dragon where they appeared. But I bought the toys, and I can't remember why. I have the original Playmates toys, and they're still downstairs, in a case along with all my Dick Tracy Playmates toys. I didn't get a full run of Dick Tracy. I don't think I have a Splinter or a Shredder or a Foot Soldier, or I definitely don't have Bebop and Rocksteady. But it, man, it was like a fascinating documentary, even though I wasn't really into Ninja Turtles. And then I saw the movie and I enjoyed the hell out of it, the live action. I never watched the cartoon. I was kind of old when I got into them. Just enjoyed the movie, and I enjoyed the sequel, and even the third one was all right. You know, I don't ask for a lot in movies. I just ask to escape. But anyway, it was a fascinating. I didn't want to like go into work. I was like, shit, I want to marathon through these, the toys that made us. They need to make a comics that made us. They really do. They have the movies that made us, and I want to watch that. So over the holiday break, I think I'm gonna watch. I have a couple of goals on streaming, like that I would like to catch up on. I'd like to finish watching Doom Patrol. I've only watched the first episode. I would like to finish that. I finished Swamp Thing, and I would like to watch Titan Season 2. I'm caught up on the Harley Quinn cartoon. I find it hilarious. I understand why people are like, man, I can't believe DC's doing that. You know, like this have this level of profanity, but It really is funny. If you don't have kids and you don't have to worry about something or explain something, it is quite entertaining. It's like an Adult Swim with Harlequin or something like that. And I don't even watch Adult Swim, but I kind of imagine what it is. So yeah, I gotta renew that. And I think I use the service a lot for my podcast because I don't have to go find like something. We like pick. We have like a poll on the DC Spotlight on a retro book, and we usually pick something that we could both find on the app. It's a lot of fun, me and Kyle. So yeah, there was that episode was just so good. It got me really stoked. The other thing I wanted to point out is things aren't going good on my comic shop, man. I think they're gonna be open until April. I mean, it from their perspective, it's gonna be open longer, but man, I could just see the writing on the wall. I just see. Which is a damn shame because it's like really close to my house, and I get most of my stuff on DCBS, so it's no fucking big deal, but I do really like to go on Wednesday or Friday, and shoot the shit with one of the workers there. And buy comics. I usually buy back issues and then pick up my DC books, and I'm gonna miss that because I realized when I went into the shop this last time, he I shouldn't say this, but I got both of my shipments. So, they ship both weeks so they could avoid the holiday. And I got both, and the guy that works there said, this is your last shipment because I had made the January order after I found out what was. Once the owner told me what was going on, and I that really w when he told me, I was like, holy shit, DCBS has not rolled over to the new previews yet, and we were already a week and a half in, and I was like, well, I can make sure I get my DC books and just buy the bundle. I went in there and bought the bundle, and then added the few Marvel titles I get, like Spider-Gwen, Ghost Spider, actually. Future Foundation had already ended. There's a lot of Marvel series that I was getting like the absolute carnage there, but it was already over, so I didn't have to worry about those. And then Farmland was the only Image book that I was getting there. So yeah, I had a handful of books. I did. There might be some that fall through the cracks in the move, like if something ships late. But I think I'm like totally transitioned, and it's kind of sad. But I did tell the guy I'd still go in every week and look for some back issues. I'll still spend some money there, and if he keeps the sales going as that, the more I'll spend. But yeah, it's a sad thing. There's a lot of dollar books. It just. A lot of the dollar books are stuff that I already have. There's because I buy so much, but somebody could go to town and have a lot of, books that are within the last 10 years and grab a lot of them for a buck each. But yeah, it's kind of sad that this is happening, but oh well. So, I think I'm going to get into a few questions and then get into the weekly reads if I have time. If not, I'll record this after I get back. But, it's weird I have Archie's joke book up here, on the database. So, let me see if I can find the questions. All right. I answered Dallos last time, so I can erase that. And I get into Kirk's. Kirk Kirk, me and him just had a blast recording the third episode. We didn't have Joe or Rob. Rob had stuff to do that night, and Joe, and he might have been sick too, 'cause he canceled Retrocast. But Joe had to work. But I decided if we wanted to do a show before the holidays, that we had to do it. And we had a blast talking about our army at war, men at war, haunted love, and weird war tales. And we talked about the G.I. Joe Sergeant Rock figures, which I learned a lot, and I had fun looking at eBay, and I found one that I really want to buy. I just want to wait till after the holiday to commit to it, but I'd really like the Black Hawk. I really like to get him, the G.I. Joe figure, just because he comes with two outfits. It's sort of one of the more affordable ones. It comes with Military Comics number one or whatever issue it is with Black Hawk's first appearance. It comes with a lot of accessories. It looked awesome. And there was a lot of figures. I didn't even know there was a Mademoiselle Marie. I was blown away. He was telling me all this, and he owns probably 80% of them. I think he's missing Little Sure Shot, Bulldozer, Black. I can't remember if he had a Black Hawk, but he's got an Enemy Ace. I didn't even look at Enemy Ace to see what he would look like. But I don't get much toys anymore. I sometimes buy something that catches my eye, but I would like to have these. They're just extraordinarily expensive, and I didn't even know about them until I guess 2 years ago, and we just brought them up here. I was like, wow, I really would like to get these figures, but that's one of my goals. I think for 2020 is to get one of those figures, at least one. Just to have, and I'd really like that Black Hawk, and it would be nice to have a Sergeant Rock Remco too. Even though I'm not too fond of the Sergeant Rock Remco toys, because they didn't make Easy Company, they just made Sergeant Rock. But yeah, that's one of my 2022 goals. And I was just listening to Nerdy Legion, and they're talking about what their adopt a character, and I stole the adopt a character. Just want to make sure Nerdy Legion guys knew. Yeah, I've been talking about adopt a character, but I stole it from Collected Comics Library, and I'm not sure if they stole it from somebody else. But it's such a fantastic idea to do for a New Year's thing. It's just to pick a character that you're not well versed in, and then devote time to it that year. You could read anywhere from 5 comics to 100 comics. And my last year was Venom, and I read probably 100 Venom comics. It was a lot of Venom. And it was at the right time, because I was stoked for because of the Venom movie. So it was a good adopt a character, even though I had read a lot of his first appearances and stuff, because I had the Amazing Spider-Man. I didn't read a lot of the minis, and that's what I explored is a lot of the minis and some of the current crossovers. I even included the Absolute Carnage in there too, because Venom was in it. And I read a lot of Donny Cates' Venom and all kinds of just Venom. And this year I'm gonna tackle two. I don't know how much I'll get around to it, but I'd like to do Tarzan, which has been to many publishers, but I'll probably be focusing on the DC, maybe a couple of Marvel, because I did pick up Marvel Comics Tarzan 1 and 2. And I'd like to do some of the Joe Kubert Tarzan. And my other one is Silver Surfer, because he's always been I remember. My first encounter with Silver Surfer was the Defenders, and I loved him in the Defenders, but the Defenders was like a team book. And then I'd see him occasionally in Fantastic Four, but I was really late to Fantastic Four. I caught on to Fantastic Four around the burn years. And then I never I bought even though I bought some of his like 90s surfer stuff and I had some, I never really read them. Like I never really got into them. I did have a Silver Surfer. I can't remember if it was like a early trade or if it was one of those B. Dalton pocketbooks. But when I was a kid, I found him to be like the most boring character because he was always this guy, Norrin Rand, philosophizing stuff. But I'm in a very different place, and I thought, well, this year could be the year of Silver Surfer. And so those are the two characters, and I just wanted to point out that, like I listened to CCL and I stole the idea from them, and whether they stole it from somebody else, I just think it's a good idea. I like it, and good ideas should be shared. And I like that a lot of my listeners are participating, and I hope they enjoyed it as much as I did. I know Nick Wetmore of the Nerdy Legion adopted Superman this year, and he read a lot of Superman and seemed to enjoy it. So he's adopting Fantastic Four. And I hope he enjoys it. I need to get caught up on that book, The Dan Slott, but what I've read of The Dan Slott is excellent. And he's going to go back into some older stuff. I know he didn't care for the James Robinson Fantastic Four, but I thought it was great. At least what I read. I need to finish that at some point. So that's adopt a character, but let's get to some questions from Kirk. Do you ever look at buildings that used to be something else and remember the comics you bought there? Yes, especially when I go to Albuquerque. So Don's Paperback Bookstore is still there. I first started going to this comic store. It used to be called Nostalgia Comics, and then became Tall Tales. And it was owned by a guy named Dave, and he was like the ultimate hippie, but he was cool as hell. And this guy Jeff came and sort of pulled the store from underneath him. Maybe he got in financial trouble. And that guy was not so cool. I know he was taking books out of my pull box so he could sell for $10 if a book was hot. And that would piss me off. And that's what led me to Doc's News. And I'll sometimes drive. There's Kirtland Air Force Base, and right outside the base, there used to be a place called Doc's News. It's no longer there. But it was a weird store, but the guy there was cool. He was like a rocker. And the other guy that worked there was a bigger guy, and he was only there like once or twice a week. But I just remember as the milk and cheese guy, because that's all he could talk about was milk and cheese, the comic book. But and then Doc's News was interesting because it had a pornography section. And then it had like porno movies in the back on VHS. So it was like part comic store, part porn store. So like how many places do you ever see that are like that? It's where I bought my first porn comics. I was already in college and I bought Rambaugh. And boy was that nasty. It's like Boundless now. Boundless is that realm of nastiness, except it was put in like an action adventure, just like Boundless. So every time I drive by those places, I think of them, and I would like to this year I would like to while I'm there, I'd like to drive around some of the other places I used to go, like the Comic Warehouse, see if they exist. There was a place across the university that I used to go to, even though I never really had a pull box there, but I get stressed out. I get out of a test, and I just wanted to like decompress. Tests are so goddamn stressful. I don't even know how I did good in school. I made A's and I worked hard, but man, I stressed the fuck out, man. I always felt like I had to be in the top 10%. I don't know why. I just had to. And when I wasn't, if I wasn't like for a test, it would like just rain hard on me. But it's I don't know why I got that, because my dad was a firefighter, my mom was a part-time bookkeeper, and not once did my parents put pressure on me. Not once. And I gotta like pause this or call my wife back, 'cause she's calling, so I gotta see what she needs. Yep, I'm back. And that was just Barb saying that she's gonna bring home Dion's, and then I gotta go pick up my Durango. I'm spending so much fixing it, even though it's like I can't part with the thing. I know it's weird. I have a new car, and I just want to keep the old dinosaur alive. It's been so good to me. Now it needs new ball joints. That's like $1,500, $1,400. But we found a place that could do it for like maybe 400 less. So, oh well. But anyway, my parents never pressured me into like doing good. The only thing that they did real early in life is they told me, if you want nice things, you're gonna have to work. And I started working really early in life. I was like 12 when I took a job folding envelopes in the summertime, just like packing envelopes. And then when I was 15, I went to work at a grocery store called La Familia, which was really interesting because everybody there spoke Spanish and I didn't. So it was an interesting thing. Even my coworker that got hired with me, he didn't speak a word of Spanish. But we got by. It's very strange. Like we could understand, even though we didn't speak the language. I don't know how to explain it, but I started working really early there, and from that point in my life, I've always worked. But my parents told me, you work and that'll give you money and you can buy shit. So, yeah, I always felt like if I needed to make money, like I looked really early in life, I was like, what degrees pay money and what am I good at? And it was always math and science. I sucked at English. And I sucked at writing, and I just mathematically can think. And I liked physics and stuff like that. But like I hated chemistry. I didn't mind book chemistry, but man, did I freaking hate to work with chemicals. I just had this like paranoia that acid was gonna burn through. And I did well in chemistry. I always got an A or B, but I used to hate the lab. I hated it with a passion, man. You'd have to like find out what the chemical was and do stuff. And one time I was like leaning against the table and acid burned through my shirt because somebody didn't clean it up. Another time we were trying to identify a chemical and the instructions said, lightly fan the chemical to your nose and see if you could smell it. So you can categorize it, and you were trying to identify a chemical, and smell was part of it. And I couldn't smell it, so I took a huge whiff, and my nose just started bleeding, and I fucking hated it. Now I'm not so sure I would hate it. Like stuff that Barb does, I think I'd be kind of interested to learn it. I want to learn some different stuff. And I'll probably try to do stuff like that in my retirement, hopefully. Switch to something if I could do it. Like sometimes they might not want me, but I'd like to try some different stuff. The other thing I'd like to do is I'd like to take some history classes. I'd like to learn more about World War I and World War II. I'd like to take an art class. Not 'cause I think I have talent for it, but I think it would be something of a a peaceful thing to do is just learn from an art instructor what to do. And yeah, I might fail, but at my age, I don't give a fuck. Like, if I fail art, I don't give a shit. I just want to kind of learn it. So, yeah, it's life is interesting. And another thing happened at work today. We're all talking about, various people, are you off for the holidays, blah, blah, blah. I ran into a lot of people that were saying, I ran into one guy that says, yeah, I'm off for the holiday, but man, I'll probably come in for a half day because my parents are in town. And I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, if it was me, I adore spending time with my parents. I adore spending time with my in-laws. And I can't imagine not doing it, like not liking it. And then some people just, what am I going to do with myself? And like, I just like can't comprehend that. Like, what am I going to do with myself? Like, and it might be different when I actually do retire. It might be like I'm so used to the grind that having a full, 12 hours to do whatever you want every day is too much. Like, it might be too much. It might be like, oh my God, I'm bored. 'Cause I've never not worked. I don't know what it's like. Barb had gotten laid off once and she did not work for a while. And I don't think she liked it. I really don't. So yeah, I don't know. And actually that I've never told her this, but that layoff was kind of a blessing. Not only for her, but it was because she got into something she liked and she fit into better, but it got us into a different mindset financially because it was like, oh, we're just gonna live off of my salary, like I'll pay all the bills. And then later, when she did get a job, it was like, we did just fine, All your money's gonna go towards savings. So it changed the mindset and it made things much easier. So I don't know. The strange things happen in life, and you just gotta roll with it. But I tipped the UPS guys today because I never hear when they come. And this time I had the bags and boards that I get from E. Gerber, and there was a scrawny fuck kid. Like this kid he looked like he was 18, but he probably was like 25. And he was skinny as fuck. And I've never seen him come to the door, but I was like, lately they've been putting the boxes like in the front of the house, and that pisses me off because somebody could just see boxes. Not that anybody would want to take these boxes because they're so goddamn heavy for one thing. And the other thing is they just get a bunch of backing boards and Mylar. But he lifted this. He lifted the boards and the bags, and that's like 75 pounds. And when he carried them, I don't know how. Like, this has got to do long-term damage to these fuckers. Like, if I was doing it, I would have brought a dolly and then wheeled it in. Because if you want to do this, well, I don't know. Maybe it just seems like longevity-wise, you could hurt yourself. And I didn't want that. When he dropped I was looking through the peephole. I know I shouldn't have done that, but I wanted to see how they lifted these goddamn boxes. And he literally lifted them both, like, and then he like let them down. And he's like, ah, oh! And I'm like, holy crap. But I went and tipped both of them, both of the guys that I never tip UPS, but it looked too painful. I just felt I had to tip. But yeah, there was that. And I finally got, I was worried my supplies would not get here before the holidays. And it's been hard because I haven't been able to bag any of the stuff that I've acquired. It's driving me nuts. And a matter of fact, when I get back from the holidays, I'm immediately ordering another 1,000. Even though this will cover me for a bit, it won't last long. And I don't want to ever be out of bags and boards like at this time. It breaks the flow of, with the amount I get, the flow of how things work. And sometimes when I call eGerber, they say it's going to take up to 2 to 3 weeks. And usually it's like two. So I ordered it really early, thinking I'd have two, but it turned out to go into the third week, and I was like, oh crap. And then they have like a 5-day thing, a 5-day hold. So if you're gone, how are you going to get your books? I mean, or your supplies, because it'll get shipped back to the shipper. Or, yeah, I don't. I was just glad I didn't have to have somebody come to the house and lift the box. Most of the boxes I don't worry about, but those halfback bags, boards, they're heavy. Like, they're heavy. I see people like hurt themselves over this goddamn box. So, yeah. And I don't remember. We were talking about buildings from Kirk, and that, see how I just rambled there? Do you ever read a relaunch reimagining and ask yourself, what in the name of all that's holy were the creators thinking when they made this comic? Not really. I'm in a different place now, Kirk. I know that like you're probably like thinking, well, like why did they put Men of War in current time and with superheroes and the DC 52 or like things like that. And I'm always up for change. I'm always up for experiments. I think if you were to go back like my college years or maybe a little after my college years, I was a little more picky. And I think as time has gone on, I've become less and less angry at stuff. And I don't know why that is. I think it's like current events, and there's so much more things to worry about than comics. And yeah, am I glad that Batman's changing creative teams? I am, especially after I looked at the back half of Batman and had Gilliam March pencils. Oh God, and he drew the Joker. I was like, holy fuck. But if you know me, Gilliam March is one of mine and Bill Bomer's favorite artists, and I don't like gush over art all the time because writers drive me, but there's something about his art that just it knocks my socks off. And Tinian has always been a solid writer for me. Like the words flow, and I'm looking forward to the change. I really am. Even though I love like reading Superman up in the sky, I was listening to Weekly Comic Spotlight, and they were like ranking the Walmart books, and I was shocked that the Superman up in the sky was like last in their book because I get so emotional with that book. Like, it resonates with me personally on so many levels. Like, it's so heartfelt. And it really like focuses on what makes Superman super. Like, and maybe it's not translating that way to them, but it's hitting me like in all the right spots. And it's sort of dark. I mean, the girl losing is her whole family, and now she's kidnapped in space by Iranian technology, and Superman has to go save her. And then each issue is like a standalone issue. Like I was in tears when that alien, the healer, found Superman, kind of act sort of after he had that boxing match with the guy that was kicking Superman's ass, which was amazing, but Superman's will just outdid him. He said, like, I could beat the crap out of you for days, but I know you're never gonna give up. And he finally just gave in, even though he was a better fighter than Superman. After that, he was in space and he was just dying. And this alien spaceship came and saved him. They pulled him in, and there was a healer there. And when he would do healing, he was able to like see the thoughts and what was in his mind and what he's done and all this stuff. And he couldn't heal him because of his Superman was in bad shape. And every time he tried to use his healing abilities, he would lose some of his life. And he had a wife and kids. Like, he had a wife and kids. And he was like, you know, he sacrificed himself for what he thought was better because Superman was Superman. And he saw Superman through others' eyes, like when he was just envisioning all that he's done. And, he gave up his life, even though he loved his family, he loved his wife. He gave up his life for something that he believed was greater, and that was just incredible. And I was just like, oh my God. And then I got into the Flash and Superman race, and I'm like, holy shit! Like, it was amazing. And I get emotional, and I'm like, how do these guys think it's so bad? I just don't get it, but I do get that we're all different people. We're all based on different experiences. And these books are just, they floored me. And I know that Tom King's Batman hasn't, Mr. Miracle's Batman hasn't, but his Vision has, and his Elmer Fudd and Batman has. I think he's an amazing writer. He just doesn't always work for me on certain characters, and I think it's because, at least to me, there's people that absolutely adore him, but to me, in my mind, it's like he's trying too hard to win the next Academy Award or Eisner, that he's doing stuff, and not to, he's, it seems forced to me, like. And it comes out awkward to me, and I realize that that's not all. You know, most people love the hell out of it. You know, he's had a successful run, selling over 100,000 copies, by monthly. That's an incredible feat. Yeah, Scott Snyder got him there, but Snyder's numbers were dropping towards the end, and then he kept it for quite a while. I think it's when the wedding happened and then didn't happen that things started to teeter a little bit with the fandom. But, yeah. And I actually enjoyed 50. So, yeah, a lot of, that was a long question for, probably didn't answer your question. But, I don't always ask myself that. Like, what are they thinking? Sometimes I think editorially, like, how are they not seeing this? Like, you think that you'd have an editor over stuff that would look at, like, continuity, but I don't so much care. But it used to bug me. Like, I remember when I was podcasting early, and Radioactive Man was one of my favorite characters, and Thunderbolts, and he was Chinese, he was Asian. And then Huddleston, Reginald Huddleston, or I think his name is, he did Black Panther, and he turned Radioactive Man into a Russian, and it just like, I was like, what the fuck? heck is going on? I was like, ah. And it really affected me because, like, Radioactive Man was my it was my avatar on the Bullpen Bulletins forum. For those of you that don't know what Bullpen Bulletins was, it was Vince and David A. Price. They before 11 o'clock comics, they did the Marvel Bullpen Bulletins podcast, and I was on that forum quite a bit. I met a lot of good people there, and yeah, it was strange. I think that's enough for me to like. I'm already going on 50 minutes, and I only answered 2 questions, so. Kirk, well, he has two of them. Two more questions that are quick questions, and they're kind of funny, but they're not. I don't know if they're. He says, "Will you come to my funeral and say a few words?" Yes, I will. I will. If I'm financially in the spot to travel, I will. If I'm still alive, but you'll probably outlive me. Who knows? But you are a fantastic friend. I'm honored to be ha like I don't I really don't know, but I like knew early on that we'd hit it off as friends, and it's only grown, especially since I met you at Heroes Con. It sort of solidified what I already knew, that you were special to me. And yes, I'll speak at your funeral, but your next question is, will you look right at my family and say, "You did this to him"? I don't know your family. I would never do that to them. I can't do that to them. But I think that's said in sarcasm. I think you love your family, and I think you're just saying that to be witty. But I think very highly of you, and I love podcasting with you now. Your knowledge and spirit and just enthusiasm matches mine. Like, you understand what comics mean. Like, you had your grandmother read you these comics. And you get it. You like get it, like how special this medium is. You get it, and a lot of people don't get it. You know, it's just a form of entertainment, but you get it. You know what this medium is. You know what it took you away from. Like, it brought you into another world. It when you were in pain, it comics help you. They help me. When you feel like you don't have a friend in life, you could turn to a comic and it could change things. It was amazing, you know. It's such a medium that I think people take for granted, but you get it, man. And that's special when you find people that, like, all the people I podcast with, they get it. They know how special the medium is, and they want to share it. Like, they celebrate the medium rather than criticize the medium. And that's the kind of people I like to surround myself, and you're one of those people, and I'm honored to call you friend. I was honored to meet you. I hope Heroes Con pans out again, and we could spend more time at the convention together, because I think we have a lot to learn from each other and share. Yeah, you're a special person to me, Kirk. I don't know if you'll hear this because you're a busy guy, but I'll get to the rest of your questions next time on a future episode, and I will. I'm even thinking of releasing this without the weekly reads, but we'll see. And then when I come back, maybe I can just do like 4 weeks of weekly reads, and then do another episode, and then do two, and then I'll be caught up again because I've been late on these episodes. The other thing is, I have tentatively planned another Mike M's Weekly Collector's Corner, and this time with a retailer. So I am going to have a lot of fun doing that. I have no plan of. I'm not the hardest man in podcasting. Drew called me a hardest man in podcasting. I don't work hard at all. I'm the laziest podcaster. I'm just passionate. I might be a passionate podcaster. I don't work hard. I don't edit. I just lay it all out there. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I don't work at it. It's just like something I want to do. And that's probably what I'll do a lot of when I retire. Probably not much more than what I'm already doing. But who knows? Podcasts might be dead by then. With the way technology is, there might be something else. They'll be transmitting me to in your brain, like directly, instead of over headsets and downloads. Maybe they'll have teleportation devices, and then really we'll just teleport to a room where we could hang out and talk comics. Who knows? But yeah, I think I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this one up. This is Mike M's Weekly Reads. I want to wish you guys all a happy holidays, whether that be Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or anything, whatever you celebrate. If you don't celebrate at all, I hope that your holiday is healthy. If you don't have a holiday and you're in retail and you're working your ass off, my heart goes out to you. I hope you have a holiday after the holiday. And I hope people treat you well if you are in that business. I hope they're kind to you and you get through it. Get through a bunch of assholes buying stuff. But also want to wish you a happy new year and adopt a character. I know some of my resolutions. One resolution I've always had, but it never happens, is lose goddamn weight. But I really have to. If I could lose 10 pounds, I would call that an achievement. But man, I've been getting so stressed out, and when stress comes, especially at work, I eat. And that's such a bad habit. What I really should do is go for a walk. Stressed out, go for a walk, rethink things. Maybe that'll be something to look for too. But you can reach me on the Twitters. That's the best spot. That's the spot I look for stuff the most. At Mike at comic book no, that's at Mike Myers Brunch. And that's spelled MYERS Brunch. And my email is mike@comicbooknoise.com. You could always send me stuff there if you want more to say than what's in Twitter. And I'll gladly, and then always let me know if I can say it on the podcast because I'd like to read your emails. Please send questions. These questions keep the show alive. It keeps me walking around the house and enjoying myself answering your questions. The website is geekbrunchpodcast.com. You can leave comments on that page, although no, I don't know if anybody visits that page because I don't get comments but spam. And I have to go in there every time I log in to post and delete spam from like, "Hey, enjoyed the show. Buy fucking sunglasses," or something like that. Yeah. Enjoy your holidays. Love your family. Love your spouse. Love your partners, whatever they are. And just tell someone in your life, thank you. Thank you for being here. Just let somebody know. And if you don't have anybody to say that to, tell me on Twitter and I'll talk to you back. Just say you need to talk to somebody, Sometimes you need that. Sometimes not everybody has everybody anybody. Sometimes life is lonely, but I'm glad you're out there listening, and I hope that you and your family are safe. I hope you're able to, those that can have vacation are able to decompress a little bit and get a recharge. Don't have any family drama, especially with all the politics and shit going on. Families divided on the politics line. Luckily, I don't have that because everybody hates Trump, except for some uncles, like my mom's cousins. There's some those fans that love Trump, and it just better not to mention it. Just they're not going to change their opinion. He just seems like a childish, immature, an uneducated person, and that's what drives me crazy, and very hateful. That drives me crazy. But I guess some people just hate liberals so much that it overrides everything, and I don't understand that, but. And I never will. Like, nobody can tweet me something or say something to me and change my opinion about anything. I come from poor, okay? So, yeah, it's just. Wasn't born rich. Maybe if I was born rich, I would feel different. I don't know. But, yeah. Tell your family you love them. Tell. If you have a pet, just take him for a walk. Pets do such wonderful things for us. If it wasn't for Harley Quinn over here, I would be so stressed. But to come home to my Harley Quinn, it's very special. Today, we haven't been able to walk much because the temperature's been like 15, feels like 5, or feels like -2. But we've been going for these really short ones, and she like looks up at me now. Before she used to go more, but Harley will like look up at me, like she does this little side eye at me, and she says, "Dottie, it's fucking cold." And we turn around. There was one time that during this week that she just turned around immediately, like, "What the fuck is this, Daddy? Why are you taking me out here?" And today was really the first day, because the mornings have been too cold, that I got home fairly early. It's Friday. And took Harley for a walk. And it was a nice walk. It was cold and brisk, but we went on a long one. And I miss some too. Like, I miss my walks. I want to be able to go for walks. Barb's going to be bringing some Dion's pizza with pepperoni, cheese, sausage, and green chili. Yeah, if you haven't had green chili on a pizza, you don't know what you're missing. And today, a coworker, he's always really thoughtful. He's a sax player. He plays sax in many, many bands, and he's like really desired sax player because a lot of bands like recruit him. And he's just really thoughtful. And he brought me a tamale, and man, it was a delicious tamale. Oh man, it was good. And then somebody left me a gift and didn't put anything on it. It was wrapped, and it was one of those mystery figures, but it was a Disney one. And I got Dale of Chip and Dale. And it was like a Lego. It had a Lego piece. I don't know what they are, but it was a really nice gift, but I don't know who to thank. I do have all kinds of toys around my desk, Pops and action figures and posters and calendars of superhero stuff. And I know people like know I like pop culture a lot, but somebody, I guess, thanked me, and I can't thank them for the gift. But yeah, enjoy your holidays, enjoy your comics, enjoy your friends. I don't know what else to say. Celebrate life over this break, because life is special, and you might not realize it because things are tough sometimes. Bad things happen, but life is a roller coaster, and hopefully you'll come out of it, and you'll be climbing again once you're at the bottom of the dip. So, you guys enjoy your 2019. Think about the things that were good. Don't focus on the bad. And think about the things that you want to accomplish in 2020. I have some things I want to accomplish that are fun, and some things that I want to accomplish that are not so fun. Work-wise, and it's good to set goals. Even if it's like, I'm going to clean this in the house, or I'm going to do this. It's always good to keep your mind occupied. So, peace out. Enjoy it. Love one another. Bye-bye.